Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and here at the Dallas County Health Department, speaking with the community health educator, Natalie Peters. And Natalie, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. We're here in the month of July. We have several things to go over: heat safety and hydration, summer vector awareness, and then also water and swimming safety. And so we'll start here at the top with heat safety and hydration. And so can you share tips about staying hydrated?
Yeah, so most people are not really drinking enough water to begin with, but in the summer heat, it's especially easy to become dehydrated. And then it can kind of lead to more serious heat-related illnesses in this situation. So to stay hydrated, some tips are to drink water before you even feel thirsty. Just kind of make a habit of it and try to avoid caffeinated and alcoholic beverages as much as possible. Also, replenish your electrolytes. So electrolytes, you might have heard before, they're just essential minerals like sodium, potassium, and magnesium that your body needs to help stay extra hydrated. You can get those from sources like coconut water, sports drinks, and also just eating foods like bananas and yogurt in addition to just drinking water. If you don't like to drink a bunch of water, you can also just continue to eat a lot of water-rich foods to get that extra liquid in you. So like, you know, fruits and veggies, which it's a great time in summer for some summer fruits, so enjoy those. And then my last tip is just to carry a reusable water bottle with you at all times, just in case you ever get thirsty, just to have it on you.
Absolutely. Talk about what are ways to stay cool in the summer heat.
So in addition to staying hydrated, try to limit your outdoor activities during the hottest part of the day. So usually it falls between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Also wear lightweight and light-colored clothing. Use sunscreen to protect your skin. And then take frequent breaks in the shade or in air-conditioned spaces when possible. If you know you'll be spending a long time outdoors, consider carrying like a portable fan or something like that with you as well, just to keep cool.
Awesome. And can you identify signs of heat-related illnesses?
Yeah, so if you or someone else around you start to experience like dizziness, headaches, muscle cramps, nausea, vomiting, or like really excessive sweating when you're in the heat, move to a cooler place immediately, remove any extra layers of clothing, and then put like a cool damp cloth on the back of your neck just to cool down as soon as possible while drinking water. And then if symptoms don't seem to improve or just looks like a serious situation, don't hesitate to seek medical attention.
Awesome. Again, we're speaking here with the community health educator, Natalie Peters at the Dallas County Health Department. And now Natalie will talk about summer vector awareness. Can you name diseases that ticks and mosquitoes can carry?
So here in Iowa, ticks, specifically deer ticks, can carry Lyme disease. And Lyme disease is a bacterial infection that usually starts as a bullseye-shaped rash, and you might have some flu-like symptoms with that. But then if it's left untreated, the disease can kind of spread to your joints, your heart, your nervous system, and it can cause a range of complications in those areas. So that's concerning. And then mosquitoes are known to carry many diseases around the world, but here in Iowa, the one that we're most concerned about is West Nile virus. The transmission is rare, but just be aware that West Nile virus can cause fever, headaches, body aches, and even in some severe cases, swelling of the brain. Most people who are infected don't show symptoms, but there are some people who are more vulnerable, like older adults and those with weakened immune systems, so they can be at a greater risk of complications.
All right, well, thanks for sharing that. What about ways to protect yourself from these kind of bugs?
Yeah, so first of all, use insect repellent with ingredients like DEET, picaridin, or oil of lemon eucalyptus. Wear protective clothing like long sleeves, pants, and socks when you know you're going to be out in a wooded or grassy area. Remove any standing water around your home to reduce mosquito breeding spots. So thinking like bird baths, buckets, gutters, things like that. They like to lay their eggs there. Keep bugs out of your home by repairing screens and sealing doors and windows. And then if you've been outside in the woods or in a brushy area, do tick checks on yourself, your kids, and your pets. And they kind of like to hide in hidden areas like in your hair, behind your ears, between your toes. So make sure it's a really thorough check.
Awesome. What are the next steps if you do find a tick on you after being outside?
So if you do find a tick, carefully remove it using tweezers and then clean the area with an antiseptic such as rubbing alcohol. And then be sure to dispose of the tick by either flushing it down the toilet we're placing it in the sealed container, like a baggie, and wrapping that tightly up in tape before you throw it in the trash. We just don't want that tick to come back out. And then also after spending time in tick heavy areas like the woods, toss your clothes in the dryer on high heat for 10 minutes before washing them as usual. This will just kill any hidden ticks attached to your clothing.
Awesome. Again, we are speaking here with the community health educator, Natalie Peters at the Dallas County Health Department. Natalie, now we'll talk about water and swimming safety. We'll start here with outlining tips for keeping kids safe when swimming or just being around water in general.
Yeah, so the main safety tip when it comes to kids and swimming is to watch children closely. So always have them within an arm reach, especially when they're young kids and they don't have any swimming skills, but never leave them unattended near water. Try to stay off your phone if you're watching them, things like that, because accidents can happen so quickly. Also, teach swimming and safety skills early. So it's just a good idea to enroll kids in swim lessons, teach them basic water rules, like never swimming alone and things like that. If you have a pool on your property, be sure you're using proper barriers around the pools, like fences, gates, and alarms, potentially, so no one runs over and falls in. If you're like out on open water, make sure you use life jackets, not floaties, which floaties are not approved to keep people as safe as life jackets are. And then finally, just swim in safe, supervised areas. So choose spots where there's, you know, a lifeguard nearby. And if you're ever in like open water where there's a strong current or poor weather, just make sure you're staying away from those areas and taking those into consideration.
And obviously, you know, you just talked about the kids, but there's also stuff for the adults. So talk about swimming safety for them.
Yeah. So as adults, it's kind of easy to forget how dangerous swimming can be sometimes. And so the tips that I have are to always swim in the buddy, you know, never swim alone. Even if it's just in a pool or a familiar area you've always gone to, if there's an accident that happens, you definitely want to have someone nearby to be able to act quickly. Know your limits. So don't overestimate your swimming abilities. Take breaks to avoid fatigue. Also, for adults, you know, avoiding alcohol around water. Alcohol just kind of impairs your judgment and your balance and your coordination, and it really does increase your drowning risk. So make sure you're careful about that. When you're in open water, just be cautious for like the strong currents and the cold temperatures and any hidden hazards. So, you know, if you want to jump in the water, make sure there's no rocks or drop-offs or things like that nearby. And then my last tip is just to use life jackets when needed. So even strong swimmers should just wear their life jacket when they're on boating or in rough water.
All right. Thank you for going over that. Now, can you discuss how to avoid waterborne illnesses?
Unfortunately, there have already been cases of waterborne illnesses this summer, and we don't want any more of those to happen. These are caused by germs, including Giardia, E. coli, Cryptosporidium, and Cyclospora. So these can all cause symptoms like nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, cramps, and they might even require hospitalization to be treated. So we definitely don't want anyone to have to go through that. So to avoid contracting or spreading these illnesses, my tips are to check the Iowa Department of Natural Resources website before you go swimming in an Iowa beach, just to see where swimming is recommended or not. And you can kind of see some data about the different germs inside the water. Avoid swimming in natural water bodies after heavy rainfall. And obviously we've had a lot of heavy rainfall recently, so keep that in mind. We want people to shower with soap and water before and after swimming. Another big tip is don't swallow the water when you're swimming. Just avoid getting it in your mouth at all. Your mouth or nose. You don't want that in there. That's when the bad stuff starts happening. Wash your hands after you come into contact with any lake, river, or pool water before you eat or touch your face. Just make sure you take a little time to wash your hands. And if you have kiddos, make sure you take them on frequent bathroom breaks when swimming and always have them wash their hands before they get back in the water.
Really great tips there. Again, that is the community health educator, Natalie Peters at the Dallas County Health Department, as we went over heat safety and hydration, summer vector awareness, and then water and swimming safety. Natalie, wow, thanks for going over all that, all important things. And yeah, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. That's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.